Paul, appreciate you coming out to talk to us. A game you dominated progressively as it went on, so how cruel a blow was that late equaliser?
It just is, isn't it? It's just football. You just get on with it. You know, I don't know, nowadays we have to come out and speak to you guys after every game, and rightly so, that's the nature of the game, and we have to go over the same old, you know. We've played 14 games, we've lost one, just keep going. You know, it's a long, long season. You know, results around you are always inconsistent, and all you're ever interested in is your own one. Unfortunately, today we couldn't hold the lead, and that's the disappointing thing. I'm sure we're not going to be the first team or the last team to do that.
How pleased were you with your side's performance?
Especially, certainly for me, you know, into the campaign we are, we're just huffing and puffing, aren't we? That's, I don't know how you guys have seen, you my guys might see a different game than me. We just don't look at it, you know, or we just don't look like you feel we're going to really get on top of someone. It's a lot more effort rather than the quality. So we'll just go back to the training ground. We look at the DVDs like you do, you know, and just keep working our way. We look forward to Saturday's game now with Mansfield. That'll be a big game. You know, Mansfield are flying at the minute. It'll be a really tough game for us.
Is it tough to put your finger on exactly what that is that you're referring to?
If I could, I'd be managing Chelsea or Liverpool, wouldn't I? I wouldn't be sitting at Fratton Park. There's no magic formula. You know, for us all managers, we're a goal away from being top of the league and everyone going home on cockatoos. And that goal takes all the life out of us all. My job's to let it take the life out of me quickly and get some life back into me quickly.
You said pre-match that you wanted your side to be a bit braver and show a bit more energy tonight. Do you feel they did that?
Yeah and no. I thought we huffed and puffed, didn't we? You know, it's hard. It'd be missing me to say. You know, I thought we were just great and we were robbed. I felt when we scored that we'd see the game out, because with the best will in the world to Stevenage, I thought first early minutes of both halves, he caused us a few problems, but then got deeper and deeper. I didn't really see Stevenage score. And obviously when Williams comes on, and great credit to the lad for coming on and scoring a good goal. You know, big throw with Armand, Angelay and Williams in your box is going to cause any team problem. You know, the disappointing thing for us is that we didn't. When we went forward, then we felt we had to score every time, and we actually didn't. You know, we had to retain possession high up the pitch. But that's the game. You know, it's a learning curve for us all, and it's a long way to go.
I know you've said previously that home and away form is almost irrelevant, because you'd rather just look at it as form overall. And if you do view it like that, it's very, very good. But is there a bit of you that's slightly concerned with the results at Fratton Park?
We're second in the league.
I know.
So I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, only based on that, I'm merely pointing out that your side have been excellent, and you've said yourself that you're looking at form overall, and I'm saying to you the form overall has been excellent. But is there a tiny bit of you that's concerned with the results just here at Fratton Park? I heard you call a minute ago the form a little patchy.
You know, one minute you're saying we're excellent, and then you're contradicting yourself by saying stuff that I've said. At the end of the day, our own form's not good enough, so I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, precisely that, I guess.
You just said.
Yeah.
I've answered your question.
In terms of Lavery's performance when he came on, and Connor Chaplin as well, they really had an impact. They almost turned the game further still.
Just keep going. I've said to everyone, and I keep saying it. Do you know what people want to do nowadays, especially with the game the way it is? You want to be promoted on a Saturday or relegated on a Tuesday? Played 14 games. I don't know what people want sometimes. I think you want me to answer the same repetitive questions week in, week out about our own form. If we'd have won today, we'd have been top of the league. So we're a minute away from being top of the league. So I don't know what you want. I genuinely don't know what you want me to answer.
No, it's just it's fine margins, isn't it, ultimately?
I would say it's fine margins. Unfortunately, it's gone against us tonight. At Luton, it went for us, and everything was great then. Just keep going. You know, I appreciate you guys have got a job to do. I do appreciate that. So have I. You know, I've got to lift the players for Saturday now. But when you speak about lifting players, it's like, lift them for what? We've lost one game in 14.
And it won't be difficult to do that, will it? Because the performances have been so good. Well, overall.
They're only human, the players, aren't they? You know, they're only human. And, you know, when you look out on our stadium now, the pitch is lovely. You know, we've got no excuse really tonight for not going on and seeing the game out. Unfortunately, we never. So we'll take a bit of criticism. And you must take that criticism on the chin. You know, I could have come out standing here after a 1-0 win and saying how good we played and everything else. So if it goes against us now and again, take whatever criticisms go.
One final question from me. The man just over my left shoulder, Aaron McCary, his loan spell is up tonight as it stood. Has that situation changed? Will you get that extended?
Speak about that tomorrow morning. The game's too raw at the minute to speak about loans or players individually.
I understand that.
Thank you very much.
No problem.